David Perdue, China courting young impressionable liberals like John Ossoff, Eric Swalwell, Hunter Biden. By Christina Wong on December 28, 2020. Senator David Perdue, RGA, said during an interview Monday that China is targeting young impressionable liberals such as his Democrat challenger John Ossoff, Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, and Hunter Biden. Perdue, during an interview with radio show host Hugh Hewitt, questioned Ossoff's judgment after revelations his media production company Insight TWI received payments from the Qatari-owned news media outlet Al Jazeera and Chinese-owned media company PCCW. He said those payments showed bad judgment, and cited Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, who was reportedly targeted by a Chinese government spy, and Hunter Biden, President-elect Joe Biden's son, whose Chinese business ties have come under FBI scrutiny. Perdue said. John Ossoff in his career has only really done one thing. He calls himself a documentary journalist. His biggest client in the last 9 years, in a business that his daddy bought for him, was Al Jazeera, the spokespeople for terrorists in ISIS. This shows bad judgment, and it's a real dangerous thing on the back of the Swalwell scandal and also the Hunter Biden scandal. It shows what China's doing. They're finding these young impressionable liberals and they're developing strong relationships. Perdue said Ossoff has not come clean on the PCCW payments. When Ossoff filed his financial disclosures ahead of the Georgia Senate primary in May, he failed to list as a source of compensation of at least $5,000 over the last 2 years payments from PCCW, a Chinese media company co-owned by a Chinese Communist Party official and a reportedly pro-China businessman in Hong Kong. After the June primary, Ossoff amended his filings to add PCCW to the list of sources of compensation of more than $5,000 over the last 2 years. As previously reported by Breitbart News, PCCW Media Limited is owned by Richard Lee, who has spoken out against pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, as well as owned by the Chinese state-owned China Unicom, which is run by CEO Wang Xiaochu, a member of the CCP. The Ossoff campaign has called the omission a paperwork oversight, but then later said the PCCW payments did not meet the threshold for reporting, but that the campaign included them for transparency. Ossoff also left off payments from Al Jazeera in his initial filings, as Breitbart News's Ashley Oliver reported. Perdue said in the interview with Hewitt, "This is the scandal that Ossoff has not come clean on. For 2 years he worked for them and he hid it. He got caught and then he lied about it. John Ossoff has really not answered any of those questions, but it goes bigger than that. Like you said, he's really got no life experience to bring. He's a career politician wannabe," he said. Perdue, who is the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Sea-Power Subcommittee, also said Ossoff wanted to cut two military bases in Georgia, which would eliminate about 26,000 jobs. "We're very proud of our military establishments in Georgia. My opponent wants to cut two bases in Georgia, which made about 26,000 jobs," Perdue said. "If we cut the military overall, we will not be able to stand up our national defense strategy." Perdue said under the former Obama-Biden administration, military spending was cut by 25% at a time when China was building dramatically. He said he expected Democrats to want to cut the military budget again. "If they do that, China will surpass us within the next 5 to 8 years in terms of being the military juggernaut in the world. We cannot allow that to happen. We know what their agenda is. They are the number one threat to our peace and stability here in America," he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.